Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World.
All right, it's Bob's World.
Bob's World.
Here is Bob.
Flip-flops.
Thank you. So we have a couple assorted media things. Little scrapes I've been in, apparently. Little
dust-ups.
Little vats of hot water I have found myself in recently. We welcome ticket celebrity EA.
Hello.
Wow.
Back in here.
What a gift. What a gift.
So we'll do this chronologically.
Dave, say hi to EA.
Hi, EA. I did in the break.
Oh, okay. EA. Just Dave. Dave's over there ordering a pizza.
No, I'm Uber. Arguing with full-blown Chinese YJ.
We'll tell him to calm down. Yeah, okay, no, so I have a Sunday dust-up and a Monday dust-up. So we'll start in chronological order as it happened.
All right.
So Sunday, EA and I are on the Cowboys pregame show.
Together.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess so.
I was sporting, and you were boarding.
Boarding, yeah.
Okay.
So not exactly equals is what you're saying.
I find his work superior to anything I've ever run out there. So I would say I'm just trying to follow in EA's footsteps.
False humility.
I can't win.
No.
I try to be as humble as possible there.
You still can't win.
I still love you, Bob. It's okay.
Okay, so how would you describe the moment? Well, it's David Moore and I. We're arguing about David Brian Schottenheimer or something.
We're
not even arguing. We're like supporting each other.
So I'm in the control room with the great Joe Lecce. We're watching, and as you know, you guys are getting into a great debate, I guess, and just going off passionate sports talk. And we look
giving
at
the people what they want, what they tune in for.
Right, right, exactly. But also time is an issue, as we are all bound by it as in radio. And I understand Joe's frustrations as we need to go to break.
What was he frustrated about?
Well, because we weren't going to break and we
How late were we?
We were pretty late. We were about 5 minutes to getting close to the 10-minute mark.
That's not hard, as far as late goes.
I'm just saying, we were
10 minutes
but
late.
But we were getting there, and I feel like Joe wanted to make sure we didn't get to that dangerous territory.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I understand why, even after the incident happened, I even talked to him.
Well, what was the incident?
Well, I thought you wanted to play it, so.
Okay.
It's now being referred to as The incident.
All right, so let's go back to Cowboys countdown to kickoff. Cowboys and Broncos. We're sportsing. We're having fun. We're giving the people what they want, which is content.
Indeed.
And that room wants they want spots.
Right.
At the proper time.
You're anti-commercial, pro quality sports talk.
I just want the people to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Is this sports radio or spots radio?
Bob wants socialist radio where we just don't get paid for it. We just do it for free. We don't need spots or anything.
All right, you don't need to take this control room side all the time. All right, so here it is. Maybe that just helps Brian
Makes
Schottenheimer.
Better? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe it helps Brian Schottenheimer set a better culture.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And every player can have a value to this organization.
All right, did you hear there?
I heard you talking back
there.
Yeah,
you are suddenly off mic.
So suddenly I'm no longer on the radio. Let's go back and review that briefly. Maybe that just helps Brian
Makes
Schottenheimer.
Better? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe it helps Brian Schottenheimer set a better culture.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And every player can have a value to this organization, and their value might be what you get in return in draft picks.
Right.
Like when the Patriots were really cooking, everyone had a price.
Did they just turn my mic off?
I think they did because they want us to break.
They turned my mic off?
That's EA, man.
What
He's a wild
the heck?
Kid. All right. It's 1:52. Bob's mic will be on coming up next because he has a big HSO segment on the way. Bob, turn Bob's mic back on so he can tease up his HSO segment.
No, you go ahead and do it.
High school football scores next.
Okay, so you turned his mic off?
I mean, physically, yes, I did, but I was instructed to by Joe Lecce.
Who is the executive producer of the program.
The producer is the high-ranking officer in the capsule. Exactly, and listen.
So if he would have told you to jump in the lake, would you have jumped in the lake?
I mean, I'm trying to get ahead in this industry, so yes.
Okay.
And again, while I'll defend myself a little bit.
Did you catch the time check? 1:52? What was the out? 1:50? No,
it's probably 45 or 46.
145 was our out.
I'd like to review that run sheet, but go on.
Okay.
Well, before you defend yourself, EA, quickly, consider you're trying to work your way up here at the station. Who do you think can do more for you long term? Who would you rather be on good terms with? Joe Lecce, great dude, or Bob Sturm, who basically runs the station? And you're turning his microphone off.
True. I understand that. But there's one person that controls my fate more than anything, and that's Mr. Catlin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
he loves spots.
He hears from Joe.
Yeah.
Nobody loves the clock more than Cat.
And that's the thing. The reason why I somewhat agree a little bit why Joe was frustrated is because we answer to higher power in Mr. Catlin, and I am scared of him. Sometimes I try to not walk by his office.
Right.
Because I'm that scared of Mr. Catlin. I'm trying to get on hosting duties here.
And
I have to kiss up to Mr. Catlin. So that's why I listen to Joe. Now, I feel like Joe was wrong in telling me to turn off your mic, because that's very passive aggressive.
Now,
maybe he likes
the
podcast.
I'm not even sure
it's passive. It seems just aggressive aggressive, don't you think?
Would you, because we had this debate, no matter who the culprit was, as far as the hosts on the radio station, you would have obliged and turned off whoever's mic, right?
Yeah, it's not like I hate Bob.
Have done that to George?
I mean, if I was told to, yes.
If Gordo's 840 bit was going a little long.
I'm not afraid of Gordo, but like, the thing is, I know that I was told to do it, and it was more of an instant reaction, like, oh, okay, and then he told me to do it. And even when Bob turned towards me, I just did this. I was like, I'm sorry.
Now, you didn't turn off everyone's mic, though. You turned off mine specifically.
I technically also, I think I remember, and I could be wrong, I think I also turned off David Moore's. I think his was, I think he said turn off both.
I think you're doing Metroplex a favor there.
Do you remember?
We can agree on that one.
Do you remember there was an era?
DJ, shut up.
Remember there was a ticket era of clock over content where we had, like, bumper music that started playing
just hard out
30 seconds before break. Yeah. And then if you were in mid sentence, your mic would get cut off.
Right, right. Well, but see, they, you know what they decided? They love having listeners who love listening to engaging sports.
Yeah, after all you and I have been through, would you not give me a warning? Like, hey, buddy, I'm going to cut your mic off.
Well, like, he's in the middle of like debates and stuff. And here's the thing. Thinking back, I think I probably would have done what Ham does. Play like
the weed
silly,
whacker?
Yeah, the weed whacker or the birds. Or something.
Why would you just say, because you have the capability to press a button and talk into Bob's ear specifically and say, I gotta cut your mic off.
Joe's a very intimidating guy. And he's sitting
Joe?
There.
What?
Yes, he is. And he's sitting there, and when he's in his anger mode, I feel
he's
like.
He's mad.
He seemed angry, not angry, but like he was like.
You think I made him angry because we were just having such a great debate?
I don't know. Did he
want to say something about
Shutter? Did Joe say, cut him off, he won't shut up?
No.
Did you hear that?
Did he say, cut him off or no desperados for you?
He did not threaten me with no desperados. No, he kind of just, it was kind of like.
So
a,
he allowed
he
you
goes,
to eat?
He did. Okay. I was allowed to eat.
All right.
But I think he kind of just turned off his mic. I was like, okay, and I did it, and then we went through that. I don't know why. Because at that time, we had told Sean, like, multiple times, hey, we need to go to break, and Sean looked at us, agreed, but then the debate kept going, and so it was kind of, and then when David Newberry started talking, that really got you. Seemed to like, okay, we really need to go
but
to
Newberry's
break.
But Newberry's mic definitely not shut off. He was allowed to finish
I
his
I think
thought.
He was in mid-sentence. And what does freaking out mean by Joe? Like, what, can you give an example?
Did he disparage me, do you think?
No, I don't think he disparaged you. He was just like, oh my, like, we need to go to break, we need to go to break. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, hey, we need to go to break. That, it was like, getting frustrated that we weren't going to break. And listen, guy on the control room side, I've been there before.
He threw his headphones down, they landed right at his feet.
You know, I've been there on his side where we were trying to go to break.
Do you feel like, were there a lot of people calling saying, dude, where's my spots?
I don't.
Oh no.
I ordered Connor to turn his mic off. We gotta go. We're late.
They turned off his mic.
Oh, man.
What's the name of your podcast again?
By the way, it's called Turn Off Your Mics. So there you go.
Fascinating.
Oddly enough.
Conspiracy.
Well, you did good.
I guess.
I mean, I'm not real happy with
you. What if Joe handed you like a sexy little outfit, like a Hooters waitress outfit and said, go put this on? What would you have done?
If he guaranteed me a hosting spot, I would do it. I don't care.
Liar!
We can arrange that.
All right.
All right, EA. Thank you very much.
Bye.